When do you have to know who the quarterback's going to be, or can you take it up to game time, or do you go to coach and say, hey, you know, I would really like to know by Friday?
No, I think it always changes depending upon who that player is, and obviously with Terrell being a younger player, then you'd like to know, you know, him to get the reps early in the week. But we have all young players. It's our situation here right now. Obviously, all three, our quarterback group, between the three of them, are all very young players. So we were able to get them both work today, and we'll continue to get them both work tomorrow. But, you know, again, it'll come down to the health, really, of Terrell at this point because of his experience, more experience than Matt. I think, you know, as we did today, Matt got more reps today. Just because of his inexperience. So, we'll, you know, it just changes depending on the team and who that player is.
You went through training camp as a team that looked like you were going to, you know, you were going to use Matt Flynn probably, and then Terrell was going to have a specific series of plays, and then it wound up being different.
Yeah.
If Terrell doesn't go, do you kind of revert to what you were going to be anyway back in training camp?
And again, that's what I thought when we went with Terrell. I thought it was a plus putting together that package of plays for Terrell. Mm-hmm. When we did end up making the change, you know, we were certainly happy that we had done that and invested that time. And so I think our players are resilient overall. I think they understand the situation. They know what kind of player Terrell is, and they know what kind of player Matt McGloin is. So I think they've been great, you know, really early this week as far as understanding and seeing the situation at the quarterback position. And you know, they're just kind of going as is, and they'll roll with it. And they're very comfortable with the previous, you know, system before with Matt Flynn. So I think they're very comfortable with it.
Was there a point in the game last week where you realized Terrell couldn't do the things he normally could do, and that affected your personality?
I think, you know, really, if you looked at starting the game, I think the first two times that we actually called the arc plays, he got like 9 yards on the first one and 10 on the second, which normally we would think, you know, that's usually a 15 or 20 yard gain, but it was efficient. And you know, from the sideline, I thought maybe it's just the brace, you know, that's slowing him down. And he didn't give us any indication when he came out that it was bothersome. So we were still efficient there in that situation in what we were doing. And as the game went on, it didn't seem to get any better or any worse. You know, I just thought, well, maybe this is the bulkiness of this brace. And, so that's what, you know, what we were basing it on.
Obviously, practice different than a game situation, but are there specific things you're watching for prior this week to see if that explosiveness is returning?
Everyone's, you know, especially after last week, because we really didn't see a lot of limitations last week. I don't think it was until he actually, you know, got out there on game day, and as he, you know, relayed to us later, he kind of felt when he woke up that morning that it, for whatever reason, it didn't feel as good as it had. So. You know, he had shared that. I wish he would have, but again, he's a competitor and wants to play. But so you watch him in practice. We ask him to, you know, yesterday, rest today. Let's show us a little bit of explosiveness and see what you can do. You never put him out there live, obviously, but we like to see him run around, and he ran around really well today.
That being said, do you trust his opinion?
Well, as you keep going forward, you know, I think that, again, after you know, with the concussion, and you just have to, you know, gauge that somewhat with a young player that wants to play. So we just got to be, you know, very careful about, you know, what he's telling us and what we're getting from the trainers.
Seems like pretty much every week we're asking you at least once about Reese and, you know, the use of Reese. And when you talk to him, even though his touches are down and his snaps are down a lot compared to what he was last year, he still maintains a belief in the system, a belief in the offense. What's he been like to work with based on?
You know, I'm probably one of Marcel's biggest fans, and you know, we're certainly always looking for ways. And I talked about we had a plan last week to have him play some tailback, but we felt like Rashad Jennings was running the ball very well. We, you know, obviously got him 3 touches. In the passing game, we had more design that the ball did not get to him. So we're just always very well, very aware. I think his touches were up last year because he was playing tailback, I believe, for two or three games there. So, but we're still aware of it, and we're constantly again looking at different ways to get him out in space and find ways to get him the ball that way.
Does his position make it difficult? Do you have to really get creative with how to work it? Because the fullback, I don't know if it's a dime position, but it may make it more difficult.
Yeah, and really, and again, I've looked at every touch that Marcel's had since he's been here, and a lot of things obviously are to get him out in space, and that's where he was dangerous and has been dangerous and is still dangerous. So, in order to get him in space, obviously it's difficult to throw him the ball to hand him the ball out in space. So, with that being said, just more of him getting out into empty sets or one back sets, and those are things that we've done, and involving him more in maybe some of the heavy personnel groupings that you'll continue to get those matchups with him.
Well, with a guy like Watt, it seems like, do you want to keep somebody back there at all times to protect your quarterback?
You can go two ways with that. I think a lot of times, you either max protect or spread them all out, really, and get the ball out and force them to run sideline to sideline and change direction constantly with those kind of guys. But we've got a number of different ways, I think, that we have in store in this game plan to make sure that that guy does not dominate the game.
There's been like one guy, it seems like, or a tough front every week you guys have played. But this Watt, over the last year and the beginning of this year, seems to be pretty much the top of the league.
Yeah, he's the defensive player of the year. He's got great size, strength, and speed. And he's surrounded by good players around him. So it makes it difficult just to focus on J.J. Watt. I think their defense overall, they've got a lot of talented players. So you've got to be careful about, again, as we said, we don't want to see that guy wreck the game for us offensively, but you can't spend so much of your energy on him that you've forgotten about the rest of the 10 players there on defense, because they've got some very talented guys besides J.J. up front and at the linebacker position. And in the secondary, they're talented.
What's the impact of Jacoby Ford now, and is he earning your trust more?
I think Jacoby, again, he's like Marcel. I've looked at a lot of different film of Jacoby again and trying to get him touches in the game. And we'll continue to do that. But I really haven't lost faith in Jacoby on our, in terms of the offensive side of the ball. But I've just got to be more aware, same thing, about the type of plays that we're designing to get to him.
I know that it's just practice and it's only been a limited sample size, but what do you think of how Matt has done as a first-team quarterback and his ability to kind of operate should he need to?
Yeah, I think I'd speak for everybody, the players and coaches. He's very confident. He's been that way since he's been here. He's very, very competitive, and he's very smart. So those three qualities there will draw his teammates to him. And I thought we felt like in the first, when he got action in the Philly game, we didn't feel like the game was too big for him. He went out there and operated pretty smoothly for his first time in a National Football League game. So he's got some real good qualities in terms of that quarterback position and in terms of the confidence that it takes to play at this level.
Must be nice to get Pastros and Valdir back.
It was really good to see Valdir out, yesterday. It's been so long since he's been out there. And certainly Tony, allows us, more that veteran, more of the veteran type leadership that we're lacking right now, one, and also a solid player with experience here at that tackle. And Menelik Watson, we're excited about Menelik Watson, but the guy, missed all of training camp. And at one point, I think we said we threw him out there as a starter after only practicing like 11 practices total as a Raider, So he's getting better every day, but it's just nice to have those two older veterans in there getting healthy to help him.
Thank you.